Awesome day, Zoniacs. Welcome to the Zone Coach Show. I'm your host, Jim Fannin. How's your concentration? A lot of my clients are reporting that they're having a hard time holding their focus, and they have a lot on their plate. They're very ambitious. They have a lofty vision and goals, but concentration with a few clients has taken a back seat, and I've been helping them maximize concentration. Concentration is mentally and physically focusing energy on tasks or routines that you might have that lead to goals that will take you to a very well-defined vision that you have for yourself. And concentration is really what's going to move the needle as you advance up the hill, up the apex, whatever mountain you're climbing. Concentration is going to be crucial to make that ascent. How's your concentration? You know, I saw concentration firsthand, what it really was. Now, I've had seats on the floor watching Michael Jordan, and I saw him focus in the last quarter, and his focus was legendary, and his focus was definitely intense, and everybody in the stadium could feel it. But I hadn't seen anything like this. This really dwarfed an athlete like Michael Jordan's concentration. So I'm on a safari, and we're not hunting. We're taking a few photos, and it's more of the experience out in the plains. We're in South Africa. And we come up on a hill, and I look over the hill, and there's an open plain of impala. And they're grazing lazily. And a young buck had kind of separated itself. He was the alpha of the herd and kind of separated itself from the herd and just mind his own business, confident, arrogant almost. And then I looked below me and there was some tall grass between where I was and that open plain where the herd was. And I noticed something moving. And as we looked down into the tall grass, I saw a cheetah, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a kill. This is something that you want to see, but you're kind of scared to see it. It's terrifying. It's part of life in the jungle and in the wild. So the cheetah, slowly, stealth-like, calm, turned and focused on the big buck, not the rest of the herd. On one animal. And we could see as if we're on cheetah cam up above the cheetah. And it took off out of the grass like something I'd never seen so quick and so focused. And then a mom from the herd panicked. You know, the herd felt this energy coming from the tall grass, and they were kind of jostling and moving around. And a mom ran right in the path of the cheetah. The cheetah could have easily, and the mom was pregnant, so the cheetah could have easily had Chateaubriand, stopped right there and it's over. But I saw something amazing. The cheetah leapt over it, leapt over the mom. Another young buck hit the cheetah in the hind leg, running in the opposite way. So it was total panic, total chaos. And the cheetah never wavered. It stayed focused. It passed up two unbelievable opportunities. It went over and took the big buck down, the alpha male. And then the rest of the herd just went, well, Bob's dead. And they just walked away slowly, not even fast. And I started thinking, are you the cheetah? Do we have that kind of focus? Or do we stop and look around for the shiny dime or another opportunity? And do we get distracted by these opportunities and shiny dimes? Now, the cheetah had one mindset. I eat now. Let's think about that in our own lives. Are you the cheetah? Well, the cheetah's hungry. The cheetah knows it needs to eat. There is no option. The cheetah also knows that he's tried to eat them all, catch them all, and he's wound up going hungry. And so on this one, he picked one thing, one goal, and he went after it, and he succeeded. And he knew he only had sprint speed. So if he didn't catch it and it took off, the odds on him catching up to it was pretty slim. He's a sprinter, not a marathon runner. So ask yourself, am I a cheetah in my life? Am I single-focused, single-purposed? And if I'm not, why is that? Why am I having these challenges? Well, I've learned a lot about concentration, wanting it in my own life, and I'm sure you've realized when you weren't in focus and when you didn't have that clarity of exactly where you wanted to go and how you wanted to do it. I realized one thing. Water is crucial to concentration. Now, coaching on the golf tour, I have a saying with a lot of my clients, urine yellow, loser fellow. Urine clear, never fear. Pretty simple little rhyme. What does that mean? Well, I realize that if you lose just a percentage of your water in your body, your focus could drop 10%. And that's why we need to hydrate, because the brain needs it. Not for thirst, it needs it to operate, to be efficient, and to help you not only narrow your focus, but hold your focus. So if you don't have a lot of water and your urine is definitely not clear, add water to your diet, more of it. I'm going to let you decide how much. There's a lot of thoughts on how much water one should have. But most of us are dehydrated. Most of us need more water. But it impacts, more than anything, concentration. This show is all about focus. This show is all about concentration. I'm excited to give you some tools, some tips. And so right now, let's go to the toolbox. Well, welcome to the toolbox. I have a plethora of tools. One of them, my daughter sent me. She knows I'm a concentration freak with little games and puzzles. I do crossword puzzles. That sharpens. I read. I like to read long books. That definitely will help concentration. But she sent me this little gizmo, and she knew I would get addicted to it. And it's pretty simple. In fact, it's so simple, it can be very difficult. But let me focus. There you go. The jaw was unhinged. My eyes were locked in on the smallest target, not the ball, a spot on the ball, and I just guided it with my mind into the center of the cup. Now, I've practiced that. There's no question about it. But you might want to find little things like that. I have an athlete right now who juggles. He's now capable of juggling 10 minutes. He can shuffle side to side. He can juggle on one foot. But he's trained himself to focus 10 minutes. Why? Why 10 minutes? Well, the average duration of an inning in Major League Baseball is 20 minutes. Well, 10 pitching and 10 he's sitting in the dugout. So what does he do? He does his 10 and 10. He will focus 10 minutes juggling. He also is doing lasso, which is amazing. He came up with that tool to help his focus. And he could be pitching, but the more he pitches, the more he could do damage. So he's working on, can I focus for 10 minutes and then stop, sit in the dugout, and be mindless? Not think about what I've done, staying out of the past, not think about what I'm going to do the next inning. And this is going to help him be the best he can be by maximizing concentration. Now, there's some other tips, definitely. And one of them is active listening. Active listening, what is that? Well, it's more than just your ears. We're talking to somebody, we hear exactly what they're saying. But do we really notice voice inflection? Do we notice tonality change? Do we notice pause when someone wants to make a big point? So if they wrap whatever they say in silence, Well, that's a big deal to the presenter, the person you're looking at. But active listening is also reading body language. Reading body language. I feel threatened. I'm not picking up what you're putting down. Active listening is really seeing, listening, and understanding what's in front of you. Definitely looking people in the eye long enough to discern eye color. And of course, one of the favorite score system tools of helping you get in the zone and stay in the zone is the simple reboot. So if you're focused and you get knocked off your focus by something external or maybe something you thought internally, what do? Turn your brain off and recalibrate it. The reboot works just like this. Shut your eyes. Unhinge your jaw. Tap your tongue to the roof of your mouth 2 or 3 times. And now just let it relax. Let it float. And put a blank screen on your mind. No future. No past. Just be present. Hold a blank screen. So how long should I hold it? Well, it's been held for 5 seconds during the World Series. It's been held for 10 seconds, 15 seconds in the Super Bowl on the sideline. It's been held 30 seconds in a round of golf. You determine how much you need, but 5 seconds will do it. Recalibrate your brain. Now, after 15 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever that time limit is, lift your chin up above parallel and then send your energy to your next target, your next objective, whatever you're going to do. And you can even say the word next, which gives your energy a place to go. And that's another way to bolster energy. Have very well-defined goals. A golfer looks at a cup on the green and sees the cup. But a person that's really focused, really high concentration, sees a toothpick inside the cup, either on the side or in the front, wherever they want the ball to go into the hole. Narrow your focus. A golfer off the tee, even though they're 280 away or 290, or you're a 300 big hitter. How far you're away is irrelevant. Pick a target the size of a hula hoop. The smaller the target, the more you'll be able to send your energy laser-like, and that's how you're going to make shot after shot after shot. Use the reboot tool. Don't forget to hydrate. Let's maximize your concentration. Oh, my jaw's unhinged. I'm lowering my breathing already. Just thinking about the palm tree, my favorite section of the show, Be a Palm Tree in Life's Hurricanes. And it's these life hurricanes, these verbal spats, these conflicts. These are the things that knock us off our game. These are the things that definitely hurt our concentration. And one of the ways to get your focus back is to lower your breathing. Are you a palm tree in your own life's hurricanes? So what happens? Well, the palm tree absorbs the negative energy of the hurricane. It lets it pass through it, doesn't react to it, doesn't brace it like an oak tree would, because, of course, that's why there's no oak trees on the beach. But the palm tree is so cool. It bends, doesn't break, and then when that conflict of the hurricane's winds passes through it, the palm tree pops back up and says, "Hey, sunshine, how you doing?" So right now, the average person has 15 to 17 breaths a minute. If you're having a concentration challenge, you're probably pushing 20 breaths a minute. So right now, I know this is relaxation, but relaxation and concentration, they are on the same team. So right now, I'm going to count out 1 minute. The peak performers like Curry when he was having 16 three-pointers, even though he's running up and down the field, he was playing with his mouth guard. He was having fun. Ja was unhinged. And I know his breathing was under 10 breaths a minute. Let's see if we can get to 6 to 8 breaths a minute. I'll count out a minute. You can see it on the screen. On your mark, shut your eyes, unhinge your jaw, and you're going to have some deep breaths. Shut your eyes, unhinge your jaw, and take some deep breaths. Hold it 1 second and exhale. Inhale, exhale, one breath. You count the breaths. I'll count the minute. On your mark, get set, go. Peaceful, calm, serene, not forced, breathing in a slow, rhythmical manner. You can feel your shoulders relax. Almost done. Stop. Sony X, that may be the calmest you've been all day. Now, you'll do this exercise with me every week. Set your alarm on your phone. Do it every hour, every 2 hours. Monitor your breathing. When you start thinking about too many things, well, you'll lose your focus, but simultaneously, your breathing will increase, and that just makes it even worse to get your focus back. Unhinging your jaw, lower your breathing, being a palm tree in a hurricane, well, that's what this segment is all about. Sony X, we're the coolest, calmest people on the planet. Be a palm tree in your own life's hurricanes. Attention golfers, if you're looking to maximize your focus, and my goodness, focusing for 5 hours is not easy, but you want to focus at the right time and right place before and during every shot. If you want to maximize your concentration, mark your calendar April 8th. Brian Mogg, one of the best swing coaches in this planet, on this earth, Brian and I will be doing a Golf in the Zone school in Orlando at the Waldorf Golf Club. And make sure that you go to jimfannin.com/golf school. There's a little video. It'll tell you all the details. And if you need more information, you can contact me personally at askjim@zonecoach.com. If you're looking to have that round of your life when everything is in slow motion, everything's easy, and you do have that amazing concentration, shot after shot after shot, because I know, golfers, you've had a round like that in your life. Hopefully you've had many. Well, if you'd like to have a round like that over and over and over the rest of your golf career, April 8th, Orlando, with Brian Mogg and I. We look forward to helping you max out your focus so that you can win your club championship. We could have some professionals also in the school. We do many times. It's a very limited audience. So sign up, jimfannin.com/golf school. I'm ready to help you maximize your concentration. Hope to see you in Orlando. Who is in the zone? Well, I've got a lot of cast of characters I could pick, some of my clients, but here's somebody that's definitely in the zone. Stephen Curry, Zoniac. What did he do? 16 three-pointers is what he did at the All-Star game. 50 points, winning the new Kobe Bryant MVP trophy, which is pretty amazing. How awesome for Steph to do that, someone he looked up to. How did he do that? Well, he did set the all-time three-point record about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And after that, with all the hoopla and everybody talking about the past and the future, he got off his game. He lost a little bit of his focus. And there may have been other extenuating circumstances and conditions that was happening besides all that adulation. You know, when you're aware of being in the zone, you're not in it any longer. But the one thing I noticed in the All-Star game, he had fun. And when he skips and when he shimmies and when he's having fun and he shoots a 37-foot three-pointer and then turns around, runs the opposite way while the ball's in flight, that enjoyment level definitely has helped his concentration. What a focus, what a show. Steph Curry, you're in the zone. Amazing. And I know you're going to have many, many more. Looking forward to the playoffs. Be in the zone. It's the only place to be. Ask Jim at zonecoach.com. Well, send me any questions about your concentration and whatever arena you're in. Tell me your challenges. Tell me your focus challenges, and let's see if I can come up with something pertinent to you to help you mentally and physically focus on your goals and definitely lead you to your vision. Send me an email, askjim@zonecoach.com. Welcome to the Zone Cafe. We normally have 5 menu items: self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, and enjoyment. Now, this word, an acronym, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE, well, that replaces the word mindset or attitude. How's your attitude? How's your score level? So at the Zone Cafe, you're on your road to life and you pull in, we're open 24 hours, and you're going to see what ingredient. But today we've got a special, we're only having one item, and you're going to take away concentration. But I want to see, where do you need this concentration? You might need it in everything, but you might need it on just a few life arenas. And as you look at your life, you see the triangles. At the top is the vision, there's the corresponding goals, and at the bottom, those are all the tasks you're going to do. You have a self arena, that's on you, your wellness, your spirituality. You have your business arena. It's easy to lose concentration there with so many things to do, so many things on your plate. You have your relationship. How's your concentration there? Are you really in touch? In person, present, when you're communicating with your significant other? Are you an active listener, looking them in the eye long enough to discern eye color? Are you really communicating with that type of focus? How about your kids? Are you really focused with them? Are you in tune with them in your focus? Look over your life from a higher perch, from a higher ground. Which of these arenas needs more of your focus? Which one of these arenas needs your concentration? And I would focus on only one arena. Take the concentration ingredient. Now that's going to pump a little glycogen, a little oxytocin. That'll narrow your focus. You might get a little cortisol, which also can narrow your focus. But see, where do I want to narrow my focus? Where do I need to pay more attention and be fastidious, paying attention to detail? Zoniacs, be in the zone in everything you do, but right now, focus on one arena at a time. Today's show was all about concentration. It's the ability to mentally and physically focus, energy. There's a famous quote. I've said it so many times, I feel like it's mine. I believe I've quoted already on the show. It is our beloved Abraham Lincoln. If I had 4 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 2 hours sharpening my axe. Part of your challenge in holding your focus, maybe you're chopping your tree with a dull axe, and you chop harder and longer, and you just don't go anywhere. You start spinning your wheels. What do you need to do? Hydrate, get enough sleep, and make sleep a constant in your life. Take a nap if you can. Turn your brain off and reboot multiple times during the day. A golfer that I coach would reboot 12 times possibly in a round of golf, even when they know they're in the zone. Well, that's definitely when they're going to reboot. Use these tools to maximize your focus. You'll chop down that tree and you'll climb that apex, whatever it is in your life. Whatever you want to accomplish, narrowing your focus is going to make it so much easier. Zoniacs, it's been awesome talking about concentration. Work on it for the next 7 days. That'll help you be in the zone. It's the only place to be. Until our show next week, next.